Hello, it's Paul Hurst here. We're in Victoria Square in Bolton today with the NHS Roadshow. It's the school holidays, so there's lots of shoppers coming and going. And the weather's not too bad so far, which is good news for the British cycling team, who are here with us today in the square. They've got a nice little activity going on, and I'm actually joined by Dylan from British Cycling. Dylan, tell us what we can see in front of us here.
Pretty much our HSBC UK British Cycling Go Ride programme. We do events like this one today, and we're introducing young people to cycle sport. So basically just a come and try event. We've got a little course set up, as you can see, and basically the young people who are with their parents been dragged out shopping today. We're going to try and get them to ride bikes and introduce them to their local cycling club, give them that information, and they can, while their parents are doing a little bit of shopping, they can stay with us for as long as they like it and ride some bikes. We deliver our HSBC UK Go Ride programme all across the country, doing similar events. We do school programmes, and we work with local cycling clubs, introducing young people to cycle sport.
And of course, most people know of the successes of British cycling at world-class events. Are we saying this is the grassroots of that then?
Yeah, this is the grassroots. This is we're the first stage of finding those next Laura and Jason Kenny kind of athletes. We know that the majority of the Team GB athletes went to Rio, came through HSBC UK Go Ride programs and clubs. So it definitely works, and it's just giving young people an opportunity to get involved.
What kind of things, what kind of attributes do you think makes a good cycler then?
Just being keen, just wanting wanting to do it, and willing to learn. It doesn't happen overnight like anything else. Some riders have a natural ability, some riders have to work harder at it, but again it's just providing that opportunity, and it's mostly just about them having a good time, having some fun with it. The more fun they have, the better it is, and the easier it is for them to learn. So we make all our activities as fun as possible and as engaging as possible, and hopefully they feel that when they leave.
Of course, there's lots of health benefits to cycling. We're here as part of the NHS Roadshow today. And I suppose it is about encouraging people to get on the bike, young and old, and kind of experience what it is to get out on two wheels.
Sure, yeah. I mean, the health benefits are absolutely fantastic. You've probably seen, a lot more cyclists around over the last few years, and that's all due to the success of, first and foremost, our Team GB, our bike riders, and that filters down. There's more cycling clubs, HSBC UK Go Ride Cycling accredited club mark clubs in the UK than what there's ever been before, and there's more people, young people participating in cycling than ever before, and that's part of these programs that we deliver.
And of course, people looking for more information to take the cycling to the next level, you've got your website here. People can get in touch with you.
It's britishcycling.org.uk, and all the information you'll need about local cycling clubs and HSBC UK cycling events happening in an area near you, you'll get all that information from that website.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time today, Dylan. We can see there's people having a go on the bikes, getting some safety tips as well on wearing the right headgear and helmets, and making sure bikes are roadworthy. So there's lots to do here at the NHS Roadshow here in Victoria Square today in Bolton. If you're around, if you're in town, pop down and come and have a go for yourself.